Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to worship at the altar of music and comedy. The giddiness and the harmony of a well-crafted comedy song brings great joy in abundance. Join the tinkling talents of David Timms and me, Phil Nickel. Sit back, turn it up, and enjoy Songs in the Key of Laugh.
Songs Give Lap Series 2, Episode 10. I can't believe that we've done 10 episodes.
I know, we've made it all the way through to the end of another series.
I know, and what a great series it has been. We've had some, is this the last episode?
Well, we're going to do a bonus episode with a really special guest in a couple of weeks' time. And in that episode, we are also going to have the conclusion and the...
Finale,
yes. The conclusion, that's
the final
thing.
Product.
The final product, which is the musical that we have been writing.
What we've done is, if you've been following the podcast, we've been sort of sketching out songs for a musical, and then we're going to go away and we're going to write the musical and we're going to present it on the bonus episode with our special guest and announce the winner of the comedy song contest.
It's a competition, and that's what today's all about, Phil.
Yes, because today is going to be the rundown of all of the entries, with all the submissions that we've chosen each week. We're going to run through them again and let you hear them all again. And then Dave and I will refresh ourselves. So that should be kind of exciting.
It is. I'm really looking forward to re-listening to these songs. Some of them have just made it into my playlist anyway.
Well, we hope that you've enjoyed listening to Songs in the Key of Laugh, and we hope that you come back again for Series 3, which will be starting again in the fall. And we've got some great guests lined up already, and we'll be lining up. It's going to be power action packed, I tell you that. Because on this series, we had Earl Oaken, one of the old elder statesmen of musical comedy.
When we found out that we were getting Earl Oaken, I didn't know who he was. And then I did a lot of research and was like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe we're speaking to this man. And the stories that he told us, like about working with Paul McCartney.
Yeah. He supported Paul McCartney.
It's amazing.
And now he's on our podcast.
I know, right?
But we also had some of the interesting ones. Every single guest we've had has been phenomenal. We have also had a killer opening with Adam Buxton, who is, probably one of the most well-loved alternative comedians working in Britain today.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of my heroes from his old podcast, The Adam and Joe Show, as well.
And he was an absolute gentleman. So if you haven't listened to all the episodes, that's definitely one to check out. And he's wise, and he's been there and he's done that. And he's so humble and giving, and you can really take away a lot from, if you're writing musical comedy, you can take a lot away from that interview. But we also had some young people like Huge Davies, younger acts and newer acts like Huge Davies, who's, I think, sort of one of the up and coming. He's for already writing some of the funniest musical comedy stuff I've ever seen, and I've been doing this a long time.
He's so good. We've had him at the Cray Cray, which is our night at the Comedy Store. If you're ever in London on the second Wednesday of the month, we are at the Comedy Store, and we do a night called the Cray Cray.
The Cray Cray Cabaret.
Yes.
Which is always phenomenal.
Always phenomenal. But we've had Huge has come down and done that gig a couple of times, and he's so, so funny.
He's so funny, once again,
go back and have a listen to that episode.
That's absolutely. Or there's the Cunt in the Gang episode, which is not what you think it should be. It's I thought he would be quite ruthless and blisteringly rude, and he wasn't at all. He was erudite.
The complete and utter opposite.
He was erudite, political, and a delight.
I'm seeing at the moment as well online that he's started his big push for this. I think he's doing a big Prince Andrew song. And I don't know what that's going to be like. But if it's anything like his Boris Johnson is a cunt song, then yes, it's probably going to do quite well.
Well, let's hope it might make it to Christmas number one.
Well, he's got to number five twice.
And not be allowed to be played.
Yeah.
Izzy Suti, of course, a dear friend of mine and just one of the, if you've ever seen Peep Show, you'll know she plays Dobby.
One of my favorites this series was Jude Pearl.
Jude Pearl?
Jude Pearl was, I mean, in terms of talent, her voice is so, so good. Oh. And her keys playing is superb as well. So she was great. And I've just seen that she's been smashing it at the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yes, I checked with the people there to see how it was going. And my friend Janet, who's the person that put me on to Jude Pearl, was saying she'd had an extraordinary season there. So I'm hoping that we'll see Jude Pearl over at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, if not this year, certainly in the future. But I kind of tipped her to be, if you're a music comedy fan, go and check it out. But I think she's up there in the Tim Minchin League, possibly. I mean, she's
going for this kind of like prog rock kind of vibe with some of the stuff that she's doing, but she's now doing it with a live band. And so what the music that she's kind of musically directing is all coming, it's coming from her head, and it's actually starting to come to fruition. It's really beautiful to hear. Mm.
I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing more from Jude Pearl, and it was great to have her on. And if we've got any Australian listeners, you'll know that she is worth going to check out. Of course, we had my dear friend David Eagle.
I mean, what a man.
Who has played with us at the Cray Cray Cabaret. He sings in the BBC Radio 2 New Folk Act of the Year, or Best Folk Act of the Year, The Young'uns. They've written theatre pieces. He's written sea shanties. He's an extraordinarily funny human being in real life.
Absolutely.
And in his musical comedy is lyrically unsurpassed.
I was astounded when we spoke to him about how the difficulties of being blind and being on stage, and how he would still be able to read the audience in a certain way. And he said there were some things that he could do, but without sight, things are quite a lot more difficult. So he learns, you know, different tricks to get around that. And him sitting in with our band and still being able to follow every one of my cues, despite not being able to see me, I was absolutely flabbergasted.
Yeah, he's unshakably kind and fun. And you know, in a world where it's so easy for any of us to let our mental health issues get in the way and sort of buckle under the pressure of living in the modern age, David is a shining light and an example of not letting that get you down. And he's an inspiration to me personally. Anytime I start to think that life sucks, David is the kind of person that will just go, well, yeah, let's just deal with it. We also had my favorite silly sod, Irishman Fred Cook. If you're Irish, you'll know he was on Dancing with the Stars in Ireland. He's funny. He's silly. He's just a great laugh. And
he can play two recorders at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can do a... He's the sort of person that lights up a room for me. The minute he enters a room, you can't help but smile if you know Fred Cook. And I'm actually going to have him coming over to do some stuff. Ideally, he'll be playing the Cray Cray Cabaret later in the year, which is the second Wednesday of every month. plug. And he'll also be appearing on the Delivery Room, which is the Sunday night gig that I run in at the Camden Comedy Club. But we've ended our series and with the
ended our interview
series last week with your friend.
With my bestest friend, with Lily
your
Phillips.
With your musical comedy partner.
Absolutely. Lily, it was so nice to have her on the pod. And she's really starting to move mountains now in comedy, and she's doing so well. So I just hope beyond anything else that we can do some more musical comedy together as well.
Lily's moving mountains. Lily's moving mountains. Oh, I said Lily's moving mountains. She's moving mountains. Lily's moving mountains. Oh, yeah, that's a little Lily's moving mountains song. Damon, I've had so much fun this because we chucked out in the first series. We chucked out our what's called the quick fire parody game, which never worked.
It never worked, but we did try.
Stand by bees.
yeah.
And then we tried to come up with this idea. We're just going to improvise a musical. And over the 10 weeks, we've been working on this musical. And we're going to do another bit of it today. But before we do that, why don't we get into the comedy song contest submissions? And we're going to run through all of the comedy song contest submissions that we've had so far.
Sounds like a plan. We're going to start off with week one, which was our Adam Buxton episode.
Yep.
And that was...
Funky Munch.
This song just makes me so hungry all the time.
that is Shed Jam, and that's Tom Wilmot on guitar and drums, Colin Davis on bass and keys, Will Towler on guitar, and Paul Davis. Now, I think the idea of getting together with a bunch of your mates and just jamming around in the shed is a lot of fun, and so I look forward to hearing more from the Shed Jam guys.
Well, they do a lot of they don't just do comedy music as well. So if you are wanting to go and check them out and you like that kind of vibe, I think they do quite a lot of normal music. So normal music? Do you say normal music instead of comedy music?
Straight music.
That's what it is. Okay, cool. So that's our first comedy submission. So we're going to have a look at number two now, which was in our Izzy Sooty episode.
Yes, and you know what? I love the scope and depth and the breadth of musical comedy, but I do like a good story. And we chose this song from Danny Malone because of on the strength of the story and the lovely, lovely twist. It's the Ballad of Derek and Dorothy.
Dorothy, Dorothy loves Derek. Derek and Dorothy, they're in love. Dorothy thinks Derek is boring. Derek thinks Dorothy's uncaring. Derek and Dorothy, they're in love. He works long hours as an accountant. She always jokes he's a man you can count on. Derek stopped laughing at that joke a long time ago. Her friends say don't you worry when he's working late. Could be looking at figures out on a date. She says what? My Derek? Who else would have him? But recently her suspicions have grown. He's changed, become happy around the home. He's got a spring in his step and she knows she didn't put it there.
Well, to find out who puts the spring in Derek's step, you're going to have to go back and listen to the whole song.
Yes. And it's a big, long, sprawling comedy song. But I don't know. I really like that one. For me, that's definitely...
It's got a lot of heart, that song.
It's definitely a contender.
Our
third week brought us a guy called Ashley Fries. And if you know much about, if you've been following musical comedy at the grassroots level, you'll know that Ashley won the Musical Comedy Award this year.
Yes, he did.
At the Musical Comedy Awards.
Congratulations, Ashley.
Yep. But he submitted a fantastic song called The Glimmer of Romance.
Old lady, with your sexy grey hair. Old lady, with your prescription underwear. Your skin so wrinkly and creased. Oh, how I love a gal who's not quite yet deceased. Oh, lady, my eyes grow misty over you. Your cataracts detract me, for your eyes are misty too. Oh, it would really be a thrill to share your pension and get mentioned in your will.
I mean, any song that starts with old lady in your sexy graying hair is worth a listen.
Yeah, and I think the live aspect, sending a live version of it, so you can hear the audience laughing, sort of really sells some of the jokes in it. And obviously Ashley is fantastic. If you go and see him, anytime you get a chance to go and see it, it's always a good night. It's funny, though, I didn't really see it until we lined it up, that on the next episode, we chose a submission by an artist called Mark Johnson, and he also had a story about an older woman. This is Grandma's Story.
Bit of a theme going on.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it's late at night, my eyes won't dare to sleep. I think about a tale of life my grandma shared with me. She had such pure and peachy skin when she was just 16. But for 3 dry patches on her back and on her knees, the pharmacy had oils and creams all spread across the shelf. Enough to help her medicate at home all by herself. She'd choose a tub of Vaseline to home she'd be dispatched, to see if she could soothe the itch that pleaded to be scratched. Oh, she rubbed it on her back, she rubbed it on her knees, she rubbed so much she soon used up the tub of Vaseline. She rubbed it on her back, she rubbed it on her knees, and it was good, but never good enough to satisfy her needs.
There's something very lovely about Mark Johnson's, I think it's his voice.
Is it his voice? It's the way he writes, his songs. He wrote Horse Friend, didn't
yes.
he? In our last series.
Yes, which is also Horse Friend. He submitted Horse Friend as like sort of a demo version, and then he wrote it with his and played it for his 7-year-old daughter, and then we chose it for the I think it was in the finals of the came down to the final 3. He then sent us a message saying he's worked on it. It's fully, if you can go on Spotify, Mark Johnson, look at Horse Friend, he's actually filled it all out with music and made it a bit more explicit, and now it's not good for his 7-year-old daughter.
No, it really isn't.
but well done, Mark. I hope that, well, who knows what's going to happen. Ooh, it's exciting, isn't it?
Now, Phil, we're listening to lots of people sending in their wonderful songs. What helps you to write a song? Do you have a process?
The ideas come from, I think, when back in the first episode when we spoke to Nick Helm, he had this idea that he put things in buckets. So he'd go, that's a good idea. He just make a note of something that's really silly. So if you go into my phone, because I used to carry books around, but now I put all my notes on my phone, I'll just go through. Like if I scroll down, I go new material, and I've got first one that came up says God Allows Me, And I've written this, down. God allows me to tell you you're wrong. God allows me to correct you. God allows me to define the rules. God allows me to make it up as I go along. God allows me to fault my fellow man. God allows me to hate foreigners. God allows me to own a gun. God allows me to kill with impunity. God allows me to feel superior. God allows me to dictate to others what they do to their bodies. God allows me to act like I'm God. So that just sort of came out. That's not what the song would be. But the song would be, I would sort of take that idea, because I think it would obviously be a parody of American, what's going on. God allows me to kill my devil. God allows me to shut the door. Oh, God allows me to define the rules, to make it up as I go along.
Very good.
So you just go, so you take basically an idea, simple idea, and then I will flash it, because obviously not all those ideas rhyme, but I just started getting, I was really angry about this mixture of state and religion in America, and I thought, I want to write something that's funny about it, so I'll do it from the point of view of the guy that I despise, and basically mock myself doing the song. So that's how I might approach that idea, and I've got just heaps and heaps of notes of things that may never see. I think I've got like sniffing rosemary. I don't even know what that means.
I think during the lockdown, I think I've said before that I kind of locked myself away for about 3 months. I got through about, I don't know, 7 or 8 pads of paper, and wrote probably 200-300 different songs. Right. I don't know how many of them will ever see the light of day at all. But while I was in that moment, while I was in that state of mind, it just kind of flowed. But it's very similar to what you've done there, which is writing lots and lots of ideas down and then just sticking your tune to them as well.
Well, I guess that you're coming up from the musical angle. That's I usually think of something conceptually, lyrically, that I want to say. Make a note of it, and then come back if I see something that's silly, like the guys who speed their cars up really quickly to get from like on a really short street, and the noise, if guys that turn a corner onto like a street that's 50 meters long, and they just feel the need to rush to the end of the street.
Why do they do it?
And we don't know why they do it, but they all do it.
Every one of them.
They all do it. So take an idea like that. Or during the lockdown, I was using a lot of learning how to use logic, and I wrote a lot of sort of tunes and stuff, and I'll probably revisit them and try to splice the lyrics and ideas for lyrics I have with those tunes. It's back to the comedy song contest.
Competition.
It is competitive. That is
It's
true.
Very competitive.
I'll go as far as that, David, to say it's competitive, but it's not a competition. It's a contest. Okay. And it is competitive because all of the songs we've chosen and from all the submissions we've had of the 10 songs we've chosen for this year's contest.
That's close.
Yeah, we're really close. Are actually fantastic. But there are some runners up to the con that didn't get mentioned
in this shortlist.
That didn't get played in the shortlist. Like there's the Roids song,
which is about
Wensley.
Hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
So
and also someone called Sir sent in at the very last minute a couple of songs, Rakesh Barnyard Friends, which was sort of heavily. It was about bestiality.
It was, and did I say no? I think I did.
You laughed out loud while saying no, but you never know. It might show up. It might show up somewhere else.
You never know.
You never know. Eddie Johnson sent us in a couple, but we can only use one of them. And also, we had this amazing interview with the Canadians in Space who won last year's contest, but something went wrong with the sound and we couldn't use it. I was hoping to have them on this episode, but they may appear on our bonus episode with our extra special guests and the contest announcing the contest winner and playing the musical. So we do have that to look forward to, Canadians in Space, later on. Our next entry, though, was Masters of the Scene, who you may remember entered a song last year.
Dad Bod, yes.
Now, Masters of the Scene had a singer called Roxanne, who left the band, and Phil, who is the Masters of the Scene, I believe.
I think so.
Has replaced Roxanne with Bethany, and this utterly fantastic song, which was White Pube.
I've got a brand new hair peeking out of my underwear. Don't think it was there before, and if it was, I must have missed it. Just a sign I'm getting old, crossing over the senior threshold. All my best days are dead and gone, and God forbid I dismiss a white pube. White pube, white pube, bright white herald of my twilight years. White pube, white pube, white pube.
Ah, white pube. What a lovely thought.
Yeah. I just found that really silly.
It is very silly.
It's sincere performance from Phil that sells that to me. He's got a very nice voice as well.
He does have a nice voice.
He has a nice voice. I mean, what episode are we on now? That was FUTS 5.
So this would be episode six.
We presented Eddie Johnson. Now, Eddie sent us a couple of songs on the same. So we chose one of them. In fact, we chose the first one, which he's written in his email. Did It is a song which I call my universal acceptance song, which I play to be as inclusive as possible. This is Did It.
Hello there, welcome to this song and its topic. Although once it started, you prefer to stop it. Like a horror you glued to, you can't retreat. Like car crash viewing, you won't leave your seat. Like Corbyn in a disco, Trump in a mankini, Dolores Umbridge popping round for tea, Jimmy Carr's laugh on a loop for all time, non-stop repeats of Last of the Summer Wine. It's a truth, a reality that dawns on us all when we brush under the rug and try to ignore. But there's no holding back, you just need to admit that once upon a time, your parents did it. Yeah, they did it, they did it. It's simple and it's true, and the evidence that they did it is standing in your shoes. Yeah, they did it more than just one time, and now that mental image is firmly planted in your mind.
Oh, it's just a topic that you never really want to talk about, isn't
it? Yes. Well, you don't want to think about it. It is inclusivity, though, and I get where Eddie's coming from on that. It's something that we all have to think about.
Yeah, but we don't have to now.
Actually, in my stand-up, I used to point at someone in the audience and get the image in their minds, and I was actually used to ask them what position they thought they were conceived in.
Oh, Philip.
Anyway, episode 7.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Episode 7, we had an entry by Sulfa Carlisle, and the song was sung by Alison Arnop.
What I really, really like about this competition is that we've had such a different variety of tunes coming in. This one is the Butt Lift Bossa.
Bubble, it's true.
It's a very well-produced song, Phil, isn't it?
That's a really well-produced song, and I'm not sure from the email if it's Solfa Carlisle's song and she produced it and Alison Arnop sang, just did the performance. But either way, it's actually really nice and easy to listen to.
It is very easy to listen to. And a good vocal performance as well.
It's got some great lines. Alison's done a great job, and it's got some great lines in it. Really enjoyed that one. And I like the idea of getting butt lifts. I got a butt lift. That's why.
Did you really?
You probably noticed I'm sitting a bit higher than normal.
So the next one is one that really, really did tickle.
It makes you giggle.
It did make me giggle. It made you giggle as well.
Yeah.
It's definitely a giggle fest.
Yeah. John Witcher, the silly little twitcher, wrote this song.
Venus.
Indiana, it is so great. We have so much fun in our Hoosier state. The Indy 500, the cars on the pits. The girls, they all have really big hair. I went to the race and I had so much fun. We left and we drank till the race was done. I met a girl and her name was Venus. She took off her pants and she had a tattoo. After the race we had more fun. I thought that Venus would be a home run. I took her home and we rode in my truck. It turns out that Venus, she loves to dance.
Obviously, it's very silly.
That goes on like that. It just becomes funnier the more I listen to it. Now, there is that kind of sort of known idea of going to say the naughty word and then not saying it. But there's something about the way that John Witcher's done Venus and the story that just gets me every time. I find it hard to listen to that without laughing. And that's a sign of a really good comedy song. And I would put that on. I could gladly play that for my friends to make them giggle.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We've almost finished writing our musical.
Well, we've written like a song a week, and now we've got this episode and then the bonus episode where we announce the winner of the comedy song contest and then basically play this musical. We're going to take all these raw ideas away, and Dave and I are going to try and write a half an hour long musical based on the themes that we came up with.
Which is really exciting. I think when we started this idea, we thought maybe it would, I don't know if we thought it would be easier to do, because improv is something that we've both done and we've both found, you know, quite easy in the past. But doing it week on week and just building on this story and trying to keep a narrative going has been quite difficult.
Yeah.
So we're now at a stage in this process where we are just about to be at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And so what's happened?
Well, Phil and David have been dropped back on into the land of Weasel, where Sumo, David's betrothed, and the evil father who wants Sumo to marry Phil, live in Weasel Castle. And the ghost ship that dropped us off have given Phil ate David's leg while they were on the island. So David now has a peg, and the pirate gave him a parrot.
A parrot,
so,
yes.
I was thinking for this last episode, this is the journey from the dock to the castle, and,
yep,
and the townspeople all cheering, and the parrot flies up to the castle, tells Sumo that they're back on the land,
yeah,
and the evil king wants to try and get down there. They rush down and to find David amusing the townspeople by juggling.
Okay. All right, that's what needs to happen
in
this.
And I'm going to do the same thing we'll do. We're going to look through the dictionary.
Find a word.
I'll find a word. I'm going to go to the back of dictionary.
This is how David became a juggler, by the way.
Okay.
What's the word today?
The word is solve.
Solve.
Well, that works out quite well.
That does work out really well.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, great.
Okay. Groovy. Yeah. So...
We might need a couple of different themes here, but let's start with.
Should we go with the kind of mainish theme that we've kind of got for the land, yes, that we had the doo, 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 doo.
Back in the land of Weasel, we're back, we're back in the land of Weasel.
I'm going to go to the castle and Tell Suma the boys have arrived. Hopefully she'll be happy. I'm going to fly.
He flew really far there. And all the townspeople are cheering.
They're back, and they survived the monsoon. Dave and Phil, we're glad you came back so soon. And what a boom, got rid of the gloom.
And in the castle.
Oh, parrot, are you telling me David is at the dock? Oh, parrot, I didn't know parrots could talk. David and Phil landed there. They're in making people laugh in the main square. I'm going to run down. Daddy, did you hear?
I'm going to make sure that you marry Phil. It doesn't matter what you want, you've taken the pill. David's not the one for you. I'm the one that will choose.
Back in the main square.
Hey, everybody. It's me, David. I like to juggle. When I juggle, I solve my problems. When I juggle, I revolve the problems. Well, got to juggle, juggly jiggle. Jiggle, juggle, jiggle. Give me that kick. I juggle a pig. I juggle a plate. I juggle your name. I juggle you late. Oh, I'm gonna juggle. I love juggling.
Isn't he a good juggler, everybody? Yes, he's a juggler, everybody. And the crowd goes wild.
So we're now at a point where we're just about to have the face-off between the dad and David and Sumo and Phil.
Oh. And the parrot in the middle of the town square.
I think we're on a knife edge. This is normally the point where we play in a jingle for the competition.
That's true.
But obviously, this is the last episode of this series, bar, of course, the finale episode, which is our bonus.
Where we announce the winner of the contest.
Yes, but we are coming back probably, I think, September, October.
September, yep.
Yeah, so when we do, we will obviously be doing some more songs. And we love this competition. We love having all of your songs sent to us. So please keep doing it. There will still be a prize and the competition will still be running. So please do send us in your submissions for the comedy song contest. Writing contest. That's the one. It's a competition.
It's a contest. You said contest.
I did say contest for the first time ever. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. So please send them in to songsinthekeyoflaugh@gmail.com. And we can't wait to hear them. We're up to last week's entry, Phil.
Yeah, I know. There's only two more entries left in the comedy song contest. Last week's was a really funny song by Rosalind Miller and Yasmin Lakowski, and the song was called Casual Fling.
Three weeks, we've been seeing each other for 3 weeks, but you've invited me to meet your parents, oh dear. Can you please tell me what's going on here? I thought it was just a shag. I thought you were a typical lad. Friends with benefits, you know what I mean. But you're living in a different scene. I should have known when you left your toothbrush. You answer your phone on the first ring, ding-a-ling. I should have known when you bought me roses. You didn't notice. This was a casual fling.
Oh, it's a cute song, isn't it?
It's really nice. I really like it because it kind of turns the story on its head. And it's because it's the woman who wants the casual fling and the guys, you know, that kind of common, that cliche of the story is the guys, you know, trying to get away from the woman. And I just really like it. It really is kind of empowering. And I thought it's just really lovely, a lovely performance. Thank you, Rosalind and Yasmin.
Yeah, and that brings us to the final competition entry.
Yes, which is new this week. And we're going to play the entire track. The track is from an artist called Kaylee Jones. And the song is called
pedantic.
You can't be literally the size of a house, and no, you couldn't eat a whole horse. You could eat a bit of a horse, but not literally a whole horse. Pigs don't sweat, so you're not sweating like a pig, but they do eat their own shit. You're not literally freezing, and no, you can't freeze off your tits. The grass isn't always greener on the other side, because the other day I crossed the road four times and it was definitely greener on the first side that I was on. Defiant and definite are not the same words, and neither is there or there. There is a difference between the plural and possessive, and I'll try to correct you without being too aggressive. But really you should have and not of learned this all at school. Unless you went to a really bad school, then I'm sorry. Obviously is used too often when the answer is anything but. When you say something is patently obvious, you're basically saying it's obviously obvious. You are not melting when it's 25 degrees, and your pie isn't hotter than the sun. The sun is 15 million degrees Celsius at its core, and if you ate that, you would die. How can you count sheep to fall asleep if there are no sheep there to count? Unless you are sleeping in a field of sheep. Are you sleeping in a field of sheep? Don't tell me not to count my chickens, cause I don't have any chickens to count. Don't tell me I've crossed the line when I haven't even moved. Don't tell me not to push your buttons, cause you are not a remote control. Don't tell me you wanna smash my back doors in if you just mean sex from behind, cause I like my back doors. I like my back doors. They're double glazed. I've rhymed a lot of the same words in this song, but Pitbull did it with Kodak. Might be more pedantic than you like tonight. I'll comment on your status if your spelling is shite, and I'll do it again tomorrow. I'll correct you till the cows come home. What if those cows live in Rome? Not all roads lead to Rome. What if those cows are on a cul-de-sac? Lost cows. Lost cows. The song, but I bet I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong, Kaylee Jones. That's Kaylee Jones' song Pedantic, which is the 10th submission of the 10 weeks of the Songs in the Key of Laugh comedy song contest. And you've heard the other nine today. Why don't you write to us at songsinthekeyoflaugh@gmail.com and tell us which ones you liked and which ones you think should win the £200 prize or the £50 runner-up prize.
Yeah, and in 2 weeks' time, or 2 weeks, I think 2 weeks, we're going to be doing our bonus episode, which is where we are going to be announcing the winner. We are also going to have a special guest, yep. And we're going to be polishing up our musical, yep. And making it audible.
And presenting the musical for you guys that we've been improvising all through the series.
Before we go, Phil,
yeah.
I'd just like to say a couple of thank yous.
Okay.
I'd like to thank you.
Thank you, David.
Because I love you. I'd like to thank James Hingley. Because he has been on tour and yes. Has been still managing to get these podcasts out on time for us. So thank you so much.
We could not do the podcast without you, James. Thanks you very much. But thanks to the listeners. Thanks to the people that have been, the guests who have been on, but you, the listeners. Without you, there would be no reason to be doing the podcast. It would just be two grown men acting like idiots in a room. That is series two.
Songs in the Key of Laugh.
If you'd like to enter our Songs in the Key of Laugh comedy song contest for Series 3, why not send your comedy songs to songsinthekeyoflaugh@gmail.com today?
come and see us live at the Cray Cray Cabaret. We'll be there in the second Wednesday in June, and then September, October, November and December. Come and see us.
If you want to support our podcast, join us at patreon.com/songsinthekeyoflaugh or coffee.com/songsinthekeyoflaugh.
Thank you so much for listening to this series, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.